Today's reading scripture is 2 Chronicles 20:20. 2 Chronicles 20:20. He rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed." Amen.
Hallelujah. I am Esther Grace Lee, the big Joan of Arc of the Shepherd. Last time, those who heard my sermon in Sunday evening service, many people said they looked back on their lives. Some repented of not fulfilling the 1% of justice. I was thankful listening to their testimony, and I gave thanks to the Shepherd. Father God, who has waited with endless love and perseverance, the one who gave us his only begotten Son, and the Son who died on the cross for us, and the Holy Spirit who has been with us, all thanks and glory be to our God, the Trinity. Sometimes I wanted to give up because of those evil works. I came to Nepal to help those souls, but I thought I'm the one who made their lives miserable. But I couldn't give up whenever I thought of the Shepherd. I was not worthy. A senior pastor rather praised me. Thanks to his love, I am here so far. Since I know myself, I cannot show off myself. Our Shepherd loves us more than he loves himself. I give thanks to the Shepherd who introduced God to Trinity. Mrs. Bonglim Lee, without you, how could I stand on this beautiful place? You made me kneel down before Father God. You showed me the love of the Lord. And you humbled yourself and taught us to feel the Lord and the Shepherd and our Father God. I couldn't give you thank you before. Sorry, but thank you and I love you. Tonight, you know, Pastor Heejin Lee was supposed to deliver this message. I'm sorry to deliver this message as in the one in the beginning stage of spirit, but she gave me this chance to give the confession of thanks and love. I met her once many years ago, but when I saw her, you know, tears welled up. When I saw her, I felt like she understood everything in me. And she asked me to kneel down and pray at least 5 or 10 minutes every day. Although I don't see her every day, whenever I see her, you know, I feel like crying. Thank you. To become the best pleasure to our Father God, to harbor and embrace the souls of Nepal, to become the fruit of the Shepherd. Pastor Heejin Lee, thank you. Before Pastor Heejin Lee, Pastor Soojin Lee always took care of me. And she told me to write to the Shepherd all the time. So thank you, Pastor Soojin Lee.
Thank you.
For the last 10 years in Nepal, you helped me, prayed for me, all pastors, elders, missionaries, and the members of this church and around the world. Thank you. Many of you said you received grace from the last message, and you tried to help me in Nepal Church. Thank you. Even though the situation is not good, I eat well, I digest well, and sleep well. A senior pastor doesn't do so. He scratches himself, and he doesn't see well, he doesn't sleep well, he doesn't eat well. Even though I worry about my members in Nepal, you know, compared to the shepherd, I'm nothing. You know, to pay the price of justice for us, he has endured and waited for the last 30 years, over more than 30 years. He taught us with the word of God, but I didn't change before. But I woke up only when he paid the price of justice with his life as a security. I'm so sorry. So I have this kind of conversation with the members of Nepal. When we commit sin, befriend the world, and don't change, is to make our shepherd die for sure. Do you want to make our shepherd die, pass away? Then they say no. They say they cannot live without the shepherd. They have to give strength to the shepherd. They will not commit sin. They make up their mind again and again. Well, his word is so precise. 10 years ago, she sent me to Nepal to find many good souls, to wake up them, to wake all those pastors in Nepal. Even though they were buried in the long years of idol worshiping and adultery and poverty and diseases, but senior pastor knew that there are many pearls. Our shepherd knew that there are poor souls. Even I couldn't find. Our shepherd gave them hope for New Jerusalem. For that purpose, he trained me and sent me there. Father God, the Lord, the shepherd, thank you. Pastor Hisanli, thank you for giving me a small hope to lead all the souls of Nepal to New Jerusalem. I didn't know your love before. I'm sorry, but I thank you. For sure, I will fill the seed of New Jerusalem with these souls of Nepal. Sometimes I talk to my people. By all means, I will hang on to the shepherd and I will go to New Jerusalem. So what should I do? Then they will say they will do the same. They will hang on to the shepherd. Even the senior pastor say, you know, I hate you. Of course, he will not say that. But they will hang on to him and then they will go. Such lovely souls of Nepal. Senior pastor sent me to Nepal. Well, I didn't have a personal fellowship with the shepherd. But for the last 5 years, virtually every night, I had a dream of the shepherd. You know, it was a dream of the shepherd looking for people, how to prepare ministry, what should I, you know, how should I be prepared, and what kind of visions I should have. Well, I seem to have upright and steadfast heart, but, you know, I was kind of disturbed. For example, you know, my teacher told me that, you know, I should not leave anything when I have lunch. So I ate everything on my, you know, food plate, although my, you know, friends have many left over. You know, my, you know, friends gave up in the middle of, you know, long race, but, you know, I ran until the goal, until I, you know, passed the goal. And I was told that, you know, I have to die in school, so I've never, you know, missed the class. Well, not to mention in middle school and high school days. Well, my parents never, you know, tolerated me. You know, I was kind of very, you know, faithful. However, you know, I was a kind of an arrogant not to believe in the one who is not, you know, right. But I fell in love with Father God and the shepherd. Well, let me tell you more about me. Well, I didn't move. I didn't do anything unless I understand something. You know, I told you that I was like in a paparazzi to follow our shepherd. You know, students do not study until they see the exam, right? I was the same. You know, right before the test, you know, I read the books. Well, sometimes, you know, the teachers gave us the highlight, but, you know, I read from the front cover to the till the last cover. You know, I didn't read only the highlights. I had to read from the first page to the last page. Sometimes I couldn't have time to finish the whole book. However, you know, whenever I had the question, I felt like, you know, I had the picture-perfect memory where the answer was found, on which page. So sometimes, you know, I got a good grade. So I was arrogant, and I was, you know, very strict. So after I came to Manmin, I had to experience something all by myself. I couldn't believe what I didn't see. So I think I don't have much wall before Father God. And so I was kind of, you know, brave. So, you know, I was very sure about the shepherd. And, you know, ministering pastor, members of Nepal Manmin Church also very strict, and they have good trust in the shepherd, even though they don't live by the word of God. I mean, those who don't live by the word of God, those who don't change their own family, how could they, you know, judge and, you know, condemn our shepherd? So there was someone who judged the shepherd. Then a member of my church said, "Show me the power that is greater than, you know, the power that our senior pastor manifests." Well, I agree with him. Now, where can we find the shepherd? Where can you find the pastor who is loved by and respected and, you know, followed by so many people around the world? Well, if he is greater than the shepherd, he must be able to do something and manifest the power which is greater than the power that our senior pastor, you know, manifests. You know, where can we find such person? Well, if there was one, you know, he wouldn't say anything like that. I went to a pastor seminar. I was told that there was one pastor who was interfering my ministry. So I went there, and then he was like, you know, folding his arms, you know, stretching his long legs in the front line. So I could see that was the one. So, but, you know, I got more strength. So before I delivered the message, I said, "Is there anyone who heard the rumors and then tried to interfere this seminar? Well, if you try to do it, don't do it now. But listen to this seminar for 3 days, attend the handkerchief prayer meeting, see it for yourself, and you can ask me questions. Then you can interfere later on." So I made it clear. Well, he didn't ask me a question. Folded arms, stretched long legs, well, it was gone. Well, he disappeared. You know, he could have said, you know, "Thank you." Well, there was another one. Well, Manmin ministry became so famous in Nepal, even though I visited a small church in a very remote place, people already knew whom I met, where I've been. All kind of rumors were here and there. Even, you know, Korean missionaries came to me and asked me all those questions. You know, they stopped so many people, you know, from, you know, visiting or attending our seminar. There was interference like that. I heard that there are like 600 Korean missionaries, and they were so passionate to stop Manmin ministry. So I thought myself, are they so faithful to their own ministry? Why don't they listen to my message? Why do they, you know, slander behind me? Why don't they listen to my message and see whether we, you know, preach about the gospel and Jesus Christ? Well, after I met the shepherd, I've never lost my faith in Father God, and I was so thankful for the fact that I met the shepherd. even though I dozed off while I was praying for myself, but I couldn't fall asleep when I was praying for the shepherd. Dear brothers and sisters, it is natural for those who learn this Bible message in Manmin to trust our Father God and the Lord and the shepherd, isn't it? That's the way. That's the life we should live. Well, let me begin the main idea. I'm going to tell you how, you know, my trust in the shepherd became strong and how I was able to change and did my ministry. And as well as those in the pastors and members who changed, and how I stood on the rock and entered the Spirit when I think of the shepherd all the time. Well, in fact, for a couple of years, I didn't learn the local, you know, Nepal language. You know, they use English and Nepal language. So I studied English and I didn't have any problem with, you know, communicating while I was speaking English. However, but there was a problem to understand and deliver message to those who speak, you know, their mother language was Nepal language. So I felt like it was better to deliver the shepherd's message, the deep spiritual message in a Nepal language. And Dr. Esther Chung came to Nepal in 2007, and she said, to do your ministry in this local place, you have to be able to speak their language to come close to them. So I started to learn their language. I learned the basic, but I couldn't attend a normal class. So I attended Sunday services on Sunday. And, you know, a daughter of the branch church pastor translating into a Nepal language, I learned Nepal language from her. And then we recorded the Sunday service message and played on Sunday. There is a sister who is studying the graduate study. She has been translating for more than 10 years, and she got an offer from UN, but, you know, to keep the Sunday holy, you know, she refused the offer, but she, you know, loves the shepherd and Manmin. She got the measure of her faith, which is 48.01 at the third level of faith. Now, since I learned the Nepal language, you know, I have some problem with, you know, having conversation with Korean people because I, you know, Nepal language, you know, naturally comes out from my mouth. Sometimes, you know, I dream in Nepal language and pray in Nepal language. I train myself like that. Well, our shepherd, you know, speaks in the Nepal language in dreams of Nepal members. Well, there were a couple of chances to learn Nepal language in earnest. Well, it was the time when senior pastor asked us to listen to the Seed of Life message more than 10 times. I was so busy back then to lead in a pastor seminar. You know, many people stopped me from delivering those, you know, messages in Nepal language, but I made up my mind to do that in Nepal language. In the beginning, you know, many people said, you know, listening to the message on TV is not good for Nepal people. But I knew that, you know, delivering those messages by myself, you know, my delivering the message, and then senior pastors delivering message on TV and listening to it directly makes a great difference. Then, when they listened to the senior pastor's message directly on TV, they were able to listen to the message and concentrate in the service, and they were able to start to, you know, pray. So, and, you know, to obey the word of the shepherd, you know, I listened to the message, the Seed of Life, and I was able to finish listening to 10 times before Monday morning. Well, even though I was tired, but I had peace in my mind. So I thought I was able to, you know, concentrate on the seminar. Then I was able to speak Nepal language fluently. you know, unlike those in the normal days. And the pastors loved it so much. And they said, you know, you speak Nepal language better than I am. They praised me like that. Of course, you know, they could concentrate on the seminar because I was able to speak the Nepal language. Well, I became confident because I was able to obey the word of the shepherd. Well, before I go to a seminar, I don't sleep well. I usually sleep 2 hours a day because there is no electricity. I usually have the candlelight and listen to the message of the cross or the measure of faith. You know, sometimes you know, my books are so worn out. Of course, I know the message of the cross, but whenever I study it, I could understand it better. And Father God gives me new examples. Well, there is a great difference to listen, I mean, to prepare my message with preparation and just standing on the altar, feeling, knowing, just with the experience that I know this message. When I prepare myself well, I had the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and I became very confident. Well, without depending on the shepherd, I could not, you know, visit my members. You know, I hang on to the Father God of the shepherd and seek for help. Well, I'm a very quiet person. You know, I was like that when I was a kid. You know, when you give me, you know, many cups of coffee and some snacks, and, you know, I can lock down myself in the room and then, you know, I just read books for days or months or for weeks. When I went to Nepal for the first time in 2002, you know, I just translated for 10 days and I lost my voice. I didn't like to stand in front. You know, I was the person who stood in behind the curtain. But I became the shepherd. I mean, I became the pastor. And it is a miracle to stand on this altar and deliver a message. So anyway, when I prepared myself well, I became confident. So I was able to speak Nepal language well. Well, pastors didn't expect that. But when I started to deliver messages in Nepal language, you know, they become they long for the message, and they were quick to finish their lunch and come back to the seminar place right away. When I started the seminar in Nepal, the pastor of the branch church said, well, look at me, how I lead this seminar, okay? So that surprised me. He worried about me because I couldn't speak, you know, Nepal language. But, you know, I am Joanne of Arc, right? Senior pastor calls me like that. I am the Joanne of Arc. So I said to him, well, you take care of half of this seminar. The rest, I'll take care of it. Well, you know, he was surprised. So he knew the pastors of Nepal well, so he could lead them well. Well, the mood was good. You know, I learned quite many things from him. But in the second part, when I stood on the altar after the lunch service, I started to deliver message of the cross, and I got the Creator, and the providence of human cultivation, and the Garden of Eden, Nephilim, and Adam. When I delivered those messages, pastors became so curious about the Bible, and they became very passionate. They changed their attitude and listened to my message. Then it was easy. You know, we needed more than a week to deliver all those messages, but for a day and a half, I delivered all those messages. So I became so passionate and I sweated a lot. Sometimes, you know, tears all over my face. You know, I made an example of senior pastors, you know, the famous example of, you know, frozen ink. And pastors love it. You know, they were very, you know, they thought, you know, I was just another sister from Korea. So they didn't greet me at all. But from the second day, they completely changed. I, you know, When the Holy Spirit works, pastors change because they start to repent. You know, I became so passionate to withdraw the work of the Holy Spirit. Then the pastors follow me. So even though the pastor of the branch church was very experienced, you know, now he let me lead all those messages, all those seminars all by myself. I take care of all the 4 days. You know, when I said there is a handkerchief prayer meeting, they knew nothing about what handkerchief prayer meeting was. But, you know, whenever I visit those places, in Nepal, people started to know about Manmin and the power of the shepherd. So now, whenever they hear the news about seminar, they come to the seminar place. They try to listen to the message of the cross more than 2 or 3 times. And the handkerchief prayer meeting is well known in Nepal as well. There are people who rent the bus or taxi to come to that place. You know, in many cases, in the beginning, there are not many people. However, as I start this seminar, by faith, as I'm making up my mind to do my best, then people start to come. In the beginning, there were only those people who are seriously sick. But later on, those people who are not sick, but those who want to receive answer for their desires of heart, you know, even in the Hindu people come. Then they promise to come to church. Demon-possessed people are healed. Many lame start to walk. So many people stand up to receive my prayer. Sometimes I pray for more than 600 or 700 people. As I prayed, you know, after two or three people, I lost my strength, but I couldn't stop. Sometimes, you know, because of sweat, I couldn't see well. I was wondering how our shepherd managed all this. I was so strong, but after the handkerchief prayer meeting, I couldn't speak well. But I'm doing this ministry only by the shepherd and by Father God. There are pastors. They say, no, you cannot preach the gospel under the name of Manmin. Well, everybody loves whenever I go in the name of Manmin. There is revival in the church, and many people say they make up their mind to live by the word of God. You know, I had this kind of adultery. You know, I was stricken. Thank you for teaching me. So I would like to repent and turn back. You know, I would like to come to church. Especially those in the students and young people, they confess that they love the world and they ask for prayer to true repentance. You know, there are people who have their tikka on their forehead, and they said, you know, they would like to convert after listening to the message of the living God. You know, whenever I see them, I feel so proud. You know, my talent is in delivering message about adultery. You know, many people are involved in the idol worshipping and adultery, such as in incest. You know, they didn't know what adultery was, even though it is very clearly written in the Bible. So I delivered messages until they understood it. Even though I pointed them, they said, you know, they were so thankful, and then, you know, and they started to love me. When Pastor Hee-sun Lee came to Nepal, well, I asked people how old she looked. Many people said she seemed to be 22. And the one who said 22 was persecuted. Why? Because many people thought, you know, she seemed to be 20. Whenever I show the picture of the senior pastor, many people say he is in 30s or 40s. And later on, I told them how old I am. Then I started to seminar. And then I say, am I older than my senior pastor? When I say like that, everybody laughs out loud. Because now they know that senior pastor is older than I am. Well, I don't like to be old now. I would like to recover my young as I enter Holy Spirit. Since Senior Pastor harbors the souls around the world, you know, I can see that whenever I deliver a message with the handkerchief, you know, many people are healed and they love the message. I told you last time, you know, the whole country of Nepal, I mean, it was prohibited, it was prohibited to go outside at night. But when I showed the faith, spiritual faith, you know, there was a motorcycle prepared for me. I mean, I told you in the Sunday evening service, right? I remembered that, you know, when Senior Pastor stepped out for first the summer retreat of Mamin, the rain stopped. I could feel the love of Father God when that happened. Nobody stopped me. Many people, many police officers passed my motorcycle. And there was one bus ready for us. We wanted to attend the Sunday service without being late. And Father God knew our heart. So He helped us so that we could arrive at the sanctuary before we were late. You know, I was able to take a shower and, you know, had a neat, you know, dress for the Sunday service. Whenever it happened, I felt like I'm in the space of the shepherd. And church workers of Nepal Mamin Church also feel by themselves that we are all in the space of the shepherd. This is the space of the shepherd for the whole world. In the past, there was the Mamin Brain Church's summer retreat, but it rained a lot. Well, the rain stopped a little, but even though we prayed together, the rain completely stopped. So I looked back. On the first day, I asked for a senior pastor to pray for the summer retreat in Nepal. But later on, the rain was, you know, heavy rainfall in India and Nepal area. So I didn't ask senior pastor to pray for it without knowing exactly what it was. And secondly, thanks to the rain, many young people, including the students and children, didn't scatter. They were able to listen to my message under the one and tent. So the next day, the weather was so good, so we had the good field game days and campfire, and we had a beautiful day in that summer retreat. There were people who came to our summer retreat. One of them was late, and he came to Nepal Mamin Church summer retreat on the second day. And it was raining in whole Nepal, but when he approached a place, it didn't rain, and the sky was very clear. So he knew that he was close to Mamin summer retreat place. And it was the Mamin summer retreat place. Hallelujah. All thanks and glory be to our Father God. One day we rented an empty school. But the principal of that, you know, school asked for money and tried to interfere with our, you know, retreat. But after the retreat, I was told that the principal was imprisoned for some matter. Many pastors of Nepal said there were no people who became prosperous after interfering with Mamin ministry. Mamin is number one. Our shepherd is number one. You know, there was a great earthquake in Nepal in 2015. More than 8,000 people died. There were great financial damage and a mental shock. Still, many people don't have a place to sleep in. They're in tent. And political crisis between India, they got no gas, petroleum, food, medicine. Now, you know, Nepal Manmin Church don't have, you know, oil for, you know, cars, so we use, you know, bicycles to visit members. You know, of course we have to evacuate when there is earthquake. But, you know, the ministering pastor was inside the building, but other, you know, members were outside. They knew, they saw that, you know, young people were with the ministering pastor. So many church workers repented, and they were able to look back on their faith. And our church members were able to see whom they could trust. So they were able to, you know, obey well after the earthquake. On the day when there was earthquake, I had a, you know, I slept in the fifth floor. The owner of the building went out of the building. The government of Nepal forced all people to come out of the building. Then I came out of the building and stayed with the church members. Those churches who tried to live by the word of God, you know, were able to protect it. But there were churches whose ministering pastors also passed away, as the entire church sanctuary got destroyed as well. And their members got also suffering. However, Nepal Manmin Church received financial blessing instead. We were able to build the big sanctuary without any, you know, borrowing money. The tithe of the members increased, and they knew how they are protected and receive blessing as they keep the Lord's Day holy. Now, they keep the Sunday evening service as well. Let me talk about the blessing of tithe. Sometimes, you know, senior pastor gives me a pocket money. Then I, you know, give the money to members so that, you know, the church members could feel the love of the shepherd. And I told them that it is from a senior pastor. Well, we started to, you know, give tithe to senior pastor. Well, you know, we receive senior pastor's prayer for the offerings on Sunday. When senior pastor praying in the mountain, you know, we make a note of all those, you know, envelopes of the offering envelopes. Then we receive the prayer from senior pastor whenever senior pastor comes down from mountain. Then we were able to receive a great blessing, and our church members loved it, and they started to receive great financial blessing as well. After the earthquake, you know, senior pastor helped not only Nepal Manmin Church, but all many branch churches and their members. But they are, Manmin members are so touched. So they try hard to live by the word of God. About a year ago, starting from a year ago, they started to give offerings to the shepherd. After that, their tithe were greatly increased. For your information, those who graduate from university, their first salary is not more than 200 in the grand. One. But the tithe of the entire Nepal Manmin Church is more than 2 million won. It's a great blessing. There is a church member who got a job in Korea who comes to Manmin Central Church on every Sunday. His name is KB Lai. He was born in a family whose father was a sorcerer, and his brother and sister could not speak, could not hear well. He was in great threat when he had a job in Afghanistan. But his wife, in a Babitra Lai, preached the gospel to him, and after that, he was able to overcome many in a crisis. Then he came to Nepal, and then he came to Korea and got a job here. Now, both husband and wife are so passionate, and they are very wise, and they follow the shepherd. Now, they met the shepherd and shook hands with the shepherd twice on the street. After that, their salary was increased in just a year and a half. There were many employees in his company, but he was the only one whose salary was increased and promoted twice. So he is receiving 2 million won every month. He came to Nepal along with the pastor Hee-sun Lee, and he volunteered to help the handkerchief prayer meeting and the seminar. He received his measure of faith, the 45.01 of the third level of faith, and his wife also received the measure. But I saw her crying a lot. It was the first time. I saw her, you know, crying because of her, out of her anger, but it was the first time to see her crying like that. Sometimes I scolded her, you know, for not crying in her repentance. But anyway, she was, you know, crying out loud when Pastor Hee-sun Lee was about to go back to Korea. Later on, she told me that how could she live without Pastor Hee-sun Lee? That's why she cried. But then, you know, she stopped. Why? Because even though Pastor Hee-sun Lee is not there, my ministering pastor is there. So that comforted her heart a little. So she got in the 40.01% in the third level of faith. You know, there are so many testimonies of my members. Those who are suffering from poverty and diseases, their families were in great, you know, critical moments, but they revived and they came, they were healed by the prayer of the shepherd. You know, not single one of them got without any testimony. There were many small churches in Nepal. Why? Because they don't live by the word of God, and they are synagogues of Satan in their churches. However, in Nepal Mamin Church for the last 10 years, in the space of the shepherd, there has been no one single synagogue of Satan. Not a single member was tempted. There was no stop in great revival in the church. And the financial blessing has been increased all the time. All the branch churches try to resemble Nepal Manmin Church. We have pastors meeting for branch churches every 2 months, and they try to come to that meeting by all means from the remote place. After Sunday evening service, they take bus all night long, and they attend the service together and have a meeting, and they go back home at night. Let me tell you, we have like two, you know, close in the branch churches. There were many, you know, Hindu people. When I went there, and, you know, there were actually two churches before I started, before we had the Nepal Mamin Church. And when I dealt with those neighbors with in goodness, you know, now our neighbors love Nepal Mamin Church, and they ask us to not leave, and they give us, you know, gifts all the time. So they sometimes, you know, visit Nepal Mamin Church. They also had a great time when Pastor Hee-sun Lee visited. Well, let me tell you my testimony, how I stood on the rock and entered spirit. Before I registered to this church, you know, I already had the confidence and trust in the shepherd, as well as our Father God and the Lord. You know, when I had the when I attended Daniel prayer meeting, well, you know, and you know, when I was wondering about my measure of faith, I was able to stand on the rock pretty easily in 2012. But when I found myself standing on the rock of faith, I was so arrogant because I thought that, you know, my father God knows, you know, who I am. I thought I was the one who loves Father God foremost of all, second to the shepherd. I was confused. Well, then it took 3.5 years. I mean, for 3.5 years, only 2% was increased. Thanks to Pastor Hee-sun Lee and Mrs. Bong Lim Lee, I was touched. Then my percentage was increased by 62.01. Increased by 13%. And in 2015, on Senior Pastor's birthday, I was able to enter Spirit. I was thankful because on Senior Pastor's birthday, I did something to please him, even though it was a little pleasure. It was on Friday. I had no idea how it passed. On Sunday morning, like the Mary Magdalene who visited the Lord's, you know, burial place, I went to street to see Senior Pastor and say thank you and I love you. I barely, you know, saw Senior Pastor face to face. But after I entered the Spirit, I wanted to confess my love to the shepherd face to face. So that's why I went out early in the morning. I never showed tears before others. I've never said, I love you, I'm sorry, I apologize, forgive me. I was so full of pride and stubbornness. But my shepherd changed me. I couldn't understand the spiritual order that our Father God set up. I only thought of Father God and the shepherd. I didn't know how to love my members from the bottom of my heart. That's why I stagnated. You know, I couldn't deal with my members because I was stubborn. I couldn't tolerate those who were rude to Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd. I was stubborn so that, you know, I didn't allow them to waste the church finance. You know, I never had any kind of fellowship with the one who betrayed me. I was arrogant like that. Pastor Hee-sun Lee visited Nepal Manmin Church in November 2015. Well, I wasn't completely ready. But our church workers, their faith was greatly increased after the earthquake. Nobody complained. Nobody spoke negative things. They rather comforted me. They said, we can do it. Pastor Hee-sun Lee visited Nepal from Dubai. There were many members who flew from Dubai, Malaysia. Many pastors and members of the branch churches took bus for 12 hours to attend the Handkerchief Prayer Meeting and Seminar. We were expecting about 300 people, but many people came to seminar. On the first day, there were like 500. Next day, there were like 690 people. They were all Mami members. I have never seen such passionate look. Their facial, I mean, their smile. I mean, they were greatly touched by the smile, gesture, and eye contact of Pastor Hee-sun Lee. I didn't force them to go to airport. But 100 members went to the airport, and you know, police officers got surprised at the airport. So, when it was a day to see off Pastor Hee-sun Lee, there were many police officers in advance. We, our members, you know, followed the order, and we were able to enter the airport and saw her off. We love the shepherd. We love the church. They come to church. But they were forced to repent and turn back from their sin, even though they were not ready to cast off their sin. However, they met Pastor Hisa Lee, who stretched out her hand and took care of them with love and encouragement. So they were greatly encouraged. After meeting with the shepherd, it was the shock for the first time. Then I realized that I was the one who had to change. Nepal members say amen in loud voice. And they are so talented in learning Mamin praise. I mean, they don't learn music in school. They don't have a good internet system. So they don't have time to learn Mamin praise. However, once they listen to Mamin praise once or twice on GCN TV, they just can sing along right away. And they sing Mamin praise in Korean. Even those children at 2 or 3 year old who don't speak in Korean, they just listen to Mamin praise in Daniel prayer meeting or in services or in Friday all night service. They learn in the Mamin praise so quickly, and they can sing along in good pronunciation. So they are very quick to learn Mamin praises. When they listen to Mamin praise on Daniel prayer meeting and services, Friday all night services. They were greatly depressed before. In the front, they look so bright. That deacon and his entire family, he was about to be divorced, but after knowing the senior pastor, you know, he didn't divorce, and they are receiving great financial blessing. After Pastor Hisa Lee is visiting, those students study well, and they pray in the front pew in the prayer, Daniel prayer meeting. He lost his voice calling out and passing his own name. Write the meaning of the Korean Mamin praise in the Korean language.
Saints
Our members love Pastor Hee-sun Lee. You know, whenever I try to have conversation with her, you know, they call her name and say, I love you, I love you. And then Pastor Hee-sun Lee said, okay, I love you too, I love you too. So she couldn't take a rest. She couldn't eat well until the last day. She, you know, had a conversation with the sister who, you know, loves her so much. So I didn't have time to talk to her. A sister said, my name means love. And I came to see her to greet her all four days. There were brothers and sisters who say, I love you, I love you. And they lost their voice. Those, you know, young people and students, you know, pray in the Daniel prayer meeting. They cut themselves off from the world and they study well. Even though I wanted for the last 10 years, I couldn't make it. But Pastor Hee-sun Lee showed the power of the shepherd and he should change them. She gave me a hope for the whole spirit and vision to lead souls of Nepal to New Jerusalem. So I give thanks to Pastor Hee-sun Lee on behalf of all Nepal Mamin Church members. Let me conclude this message. We experience this gospel of holiness. So we know that we cannot pay the price of justice with our own faith. Our Lord sacrificed Himself with the heart of our Father God, and thanks to that we received salvation. Thanks to sacrifice and love, tears of the shepherd, when we pay the price of justice by 1%, then we can all go to New Jerusalem, filling the city of New Jerusalem. Thanks to the shepherd, my ministry has been so easy. As I depend on him and love him, thanks to the handkerchief of the shepherd, many souls are healed. But the most important thing was to accomplish the heart of the shepherd. They didn't change, even though I did my ministry in Nepal for 10 years. When a man of Holy Spirit touched them, they were greatly touched, since the true light of love touched them. There were many people like Enoch and Abraham and Apostle Paul with different duty and different ministry. There are Peru and African countries, but in our heart, we have to have the heart of the shepherd to become good fruit, and we can bear much fruit. That's what I understood, what I learned. Because of that, I became the person who couldn't do anything, who cannot do anything without the shepherd, and I am nothing. Job 23:10 says, but he knows the way I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I hope that we can meet the expectation of the shepherd who loves us so much and go to the place between the first and second floor of the shepherd's castle and stay there and enjoy our eternal life there along with the shepherd. I would like to share one thing. I would like to sing praise, the confession of apostles. Well, it was the theme song that we would like to sing when Pastor Hee-sun Lee visited us. It is the confession of all Nepal Mamin Church members to Father God, to the Lord, and to the Shepherd. I'm sure I couldn't sing praise well because of my, you know, sin. I know that, you know, I'm going to cry, but I would like to put my heart into this song. I'm not good at speaking. But as I sing praises, I can put my heart in there. And I can give out my aroma for Christ. I spoke many things. I know that many members of Nepal Mamin Church attend this service through GCN. I'd like to sing this song together with Nepal Mami Church members, putting our hearts into this song. Why don't you sing this song together with me? I've been truly changed. My Lord, I love you. Oh, my Lord, I thank you. My Lord, you love me with the love that has changed me. I've been truly changed, my Lord. My Lord, I love you. Oh, my Lord, I thank you. My Lord, you've loved me with the love that has changed me. I've been truly changed. My Lord, I love you. Oh, my Lord, I thank you. My Lord, you've loved me with the love that has changed me. I've been truly changed, my Lord. Great Lord of all, you are my everything. Great Lord of love, you are the one I praise your holy name. My Lord, you are the one so worthy of praise. My everything, my Lord of love. What can I say for love that has changed me? My Lord, I love you. Oh, my Lord, I thank you. My Lord, you've loved me with the love that has changed me. I've been truly changed. Shepherd, thank you. I love you. Let's think over the message and pray together.
아버지 사랑합니다. 감사드립니다. 아버지께서 주신 은혜, 아버지께서 주신 사랑, 이 6천년 인간 견작의 시작부터 아버지께서 참고 참으시며 인내하시고 그 인고의 세월을 보내오신 그 세월들을 기억합니다. 아버지께서 이같이 주님을 통해서 또 목자님을 통해서 우리에게 보여주신 펼쳐주신 그 영의 공간, 그 영의 마음, 그 사랑의 마음을 더 깊이 마음에 느끼며 아버지 매 순간 매 호 아버지를 최고로 기쁘시게 하며 아버지를 최고로 사랑하는 우리 모든 만민의 아들 딸들이 아버지의 아들 딸들이 될 수 있기를 아버지 바라옵나이다. 아버지 주 아버지께서 이같이 은혜 주시고 축복하여 주심에 감사드립니다. 우리 주 예수 그리스도의 이름으로 기도합나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and the internet and on GCN TV. In brain churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, and women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, and well, and lead. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. The blind come to see, deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away. And let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air and evil forces of darkness, and their servants, go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false and deceiving spirits, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them. Let their family be evangelized. Protect from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received His answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.